get girlfriends and date like normal people.
Okay, you're gone. Okay. That was fun. I was waiting for him.
Yeah, that sounds like your cactus guy from last week.
Yeah, you know what? He waited like, I don't know, like 15, 20 minutes to say, how come you guys don't? And then he's gone. I love that. Okay. That was just too much fun. I think the next one's going to be the same thing, so let's see. Okay. Okay.
All right.
Let's move on here to the next caller. Thanks for your question. Okay, I think we're in North Carolina. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I was just wondering, you know, first of all, I'd just like to thank you guys for providing this opportunity. It's been very informative and everything. But I was just wondering, you know, from start to finish, about how much money are we looking at here, you know, as far as, you know, basically from beginning to end, how much are we looking for?
Yeah, beginning to end of what?
Question. Yeah, beginning to end of what?
You know, from the time you sign up for this, you know, the time, you know, she gets here and it's all through with and everything.
Okay. John, do you want to handle the tour, and then I'll handle the visa?
Yeah, okay. If you're gonna, it depends on how you do it. If you go over with us on a tour, which we really recommend because it can be much, much more expensive, I think, if you go over individually. Because if you go over individually just to meet one person or two people,
right,
chances of that working out are pretty slim. Then you spend all that money for nothing. But if you go over on the tour, you get to meet those one or two individuals plus hundreds and hundreds of others. And even if the one or two end up being the ones that you choose, you're going to have a peace of mind knowing that they're probably the right ones because you have such a good frame of reference from which to operate from because you've met all these other women, and still this woman is the one that you really want. That's great, but that normally doesn't happen. Normally you're going to meet someone else that moves way up, and there's more of a chemistry there, and you move on with her. So, okay, let's say you take the tour. The average price is about, say, $3,200 or so for the tour, and that includes the round-trip airfare and the hotel and all the socials and pretty much everything except the visa, which is another couple hundred dollars, $170, so you're about $3,400 to get yourself over there. While you're there, we have an exit questionnaire that we give to the guys to ask how much money would you spend while you're there, because, you know, breakfast is included every morning, but, you know, you're going out on dates for lunch and dinner and buying souvenirs and whatnot. Most guys will spend on a typical trip anywhere between $700 and $1,000. So let's just call it $1,000. So you're about $3,400, $4,400, you know, about $4,500 by the time the tour is over. If you need to get to New York, because the tour is based out of New York, and so that might be another $300 or so to get there. So say you're $5,000 total for everything to meet the woman and get over and get yourself back. And then once you do that, then you, if you're going to move forward with her on a fiancé visa and bring her back, then Bill will finish that.
Okay, well, I mean, first of all, you start out, you've got probably, you know, probably $40 or $50 worth of translations that she's going to need. You know, if you're using an attorney like me, we charge $1,000 on our attorney's fees. Tour clients get a break to $800. You have a filing fee that is currently $110, which is probably going to go up slightly when Congress gets done working on the immigration law changes next month. Then you have, at the embassy, you're going to have a $120 per alien visa fee. If she say St. Petersburg, the interview is going to be in Moscow, you're going to have three nights at least of lodging for her because she has to get her medical exam done there. It's approximately $120 per alien for the medical examinations. And then she'll get the visa. Right now it's taking a week or so after the interview. And once she has the visa, then you're going to have transportation to the United States. And that's about it.
Okay, great.
Another couple $1,000.
Actually, if I can get another question in there real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, I was just wondering, and I'm sure this is important to all of us that are here, we're just wondering if, you know, there have been some rumors going around that, you know, maybe these brides are not going to be capable of, you know, interfacing with us in the right way because, you know, their equipment might be a little bit different from ours, you know, as far as genitalia go. And I was just wondering.
You know, what's good about that is that he asked a really good question, and he got a really good answer out. And then he went on with something like that. So that was good because he helped everybody, and I appreciate that. Now he's gone. And so, but that was good. And we got his phone number, too. So let's write that one down. We're going to take care of these guys. Good.
Yeah, you could start calling them at 3 in the morning and ask them.
What's so long from Amway?
Yeah, no worries. You're really creative.
You better believe it.
Thank you in North Carolina. We really appreciate you in Columbus there. And your phone number ends with that 221, so we'll take care. We'll be seeing you. All right, next. Let's get to the next person. But that was a good question he asked, because for everybody else that's on, the costs are important. You need to think about that before you go over and exactly what the costs are. And that was a really good question. So thank you for that.
And yeah, maybe you'll show up on one of your tours, John.
Yeah. You know, what is it with Monday night, Bill? Sunday night for a year and a half, never a problem.
Well, football season's over.
Okay. Did you have a question?
Yes, I have a question about the culture and the laws in Russia. There are some problems going on in this country with the same-sex marriages and everything. And I'd love to go on the tour, but I'd hate to go over to Russia and then see.
Oh, I think you lost.
Lost that one, huh?
Yeah, we lost that one. Okay.
Well, same-sex, yeah, we'll answer that one anyway. It's Adam and Eve and not Adam and Steve.
I don't think that was a real question.
Okay. Well, if it is, that's the answer anyway.
So, guys, it's about 8 o'clock now. So if anybody has any other questions, just hit star one here. We'll take just a couple more questions. And then we're going to end it for this evening. And we'll do it again next Monday night. Always an adventure. But there was actually some good questions. There was quite a few guys of you guys online that never asked anything. And that's fine. That's what this is about. Just call in and listen. And again, we apologize for the jokers out there that are playing games.
Yeah, but John, they had good questions. So.
They did, actually. You know, that's not bad. They started out pretty well, some of them. All right, well, thank you all for joining us. We appreciate it, and we'll be doing this again next Monday night from 9 to 10 Eastern Standard Time, so please feel free to log on. And the guys out there who are playing games, feel free to join us again. We'll take care of you.
Yeah, and think of some more good questions.
Yeah, really.
All right, John, you have a nice evening.
All right, thanks, Bill. Thanks, Dan, for helping
us. All right, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Good night, gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.